Members of Fusagantewu have resolved to continue their industrial action until all their grievances are addressed. This is in spite of the interventions by the GES and the Vice Chancellors of Ghana. National Tewu President Peter Lumon denied receiving any official invitation from the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, FWSC, to meet over the issue.
Tewu was placed on a single line structure. And we have realized that some of the placements of our members are not favorable. So in February 2013, we sent our concerns to the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission about our placement on the spine, and then some other issues that are concerned to us. The Fair Wages from February, somewhere around May, set up a technical committee made up of Tewu, Fustan, and Fair Wages. They started some work. Till a certain point, we were not hearing from the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission. So what they did was to send a communique. The locals in the universities met, and we sent a communique to Fair Wages and all the stakeholders. That was 31st of July, and stated in the communique that by the 6th of September, if our issues are not addressed, we will advise ourselves. And since then, 31st of July, nobody had mind us. So we complained to the Labour Commission on the 30th of August and copied all the relevant bodies concerned. We did not get it until 6th of September. So we decided to advise ourselves.
Mr. Lumo, we are told Tewu has failed to honor the meeting with Fair Wages and Salaries Commission over the issue.
Officially, they've not invited us.
Meanwhile, the public relations officer for the FWSC, Elankra, said invitations were sent to both Tewu and Fusag.
You know, according to the labor law, we cannot negotiate with any group on strike. But then this was not a meeting for negotiation. This was a meeting to look out for what the issues really are. According to Mr. Lumon, he acknowledges the fact that the committee was set up. He also acknowledges the fact that this has to do with their grading on the single spine salary structure. There are procedures that are followed. Now, if you're not happy with your placement, you ask for a job re-evaluation. There's a whole directory at Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, headed by a very competent lady, Mrs. Ado, that deals with job re-evaluation. So if they have issues with their structure, with their position on the structure, you can go through job re-evaluation, and that is as simple as that. But unfortunately, FUSAG turned up to the invitation, turned up to the meeting. They honored the invitation, but Tewu was not available.
But did you officially invite Tewu through a letter?
There are copies of those letters available at Fair Wages and Salaries Commission. Well, FUSAG was there to honor the invitation. And I understand Tewu, I don't know, I'm sure maybe they were available at some other meeting. That was what we got from one radio network, which called them to find out why they were not available. The invitation was extended to both FUSAG and Tewu.
El Ankra speaks for the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission.